At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dog bleep and what the Mets are doing, scraping the bottom of the barrel, rock bottom. You know, obviously yesterday we went over the Mets and Yankees both, and I was trying to be positive there, saying that I still believe in both these teams. And of course, the Yankees go out there and get a win, a much needed win, so we could get more into that. And the Mets almost get no hit. I mean, I get it. It's frustrating. Losers of 8 of 9, should have gotten no hit. Thank goodness for Juan Soto, who after getting the booze goes out there, breaks up the no-hitter with a home run. And clearly there's something off with this group, whether it's the chemistry. Obviously, there hasn't been the consistency, but calm down. Calm down. They're 2.5 games out of first place. They're still a team that's well over 500. They're right there to win the division. They're in a playoff spot comfortably, I might add. 2 weeks ago, they won 7 in a row. Okay, so LOL Mets, you want to rip the Mets? Okay, do you not think Juan Soto's going to get it turned around? And just like you did in April, May, right? Now, it was one thing for me to get on him after 20 games. Hey, what's with the slow start? But all the time, we knew Juan Soto was going to get it going at some point and turn it around. He did. He had a ridiculous June. Has it been a great season for Soto? No, but there are 48 games to go, 47, whatever it is, the exact math. And if he goes nuts in the postseason, will anybody give a crap? And the potential is still... You know, it's still all there. That's the thing that's most important to me. For years, especially from a Mets fan perspective, because like it or not, the Yankees already have achieved the sustained success. Like, their floor has been raised for 30 years. The Mets floor is just being raised now. So I don't know how Mets fans can go nuts and start ripping the team apart because of a losing streak, not to mention 2 weeks after winning 7 in a row. But they go nuts when, like, what more do you want the owner to do? David Stearns isn't perfect. All right, you're going to pick on him for Frankie Montas? We all knew Montas stunk. They're going to try him Saturday and see if he can pitch, whether it's behind an opener or starting. If he doesn't get the job done, he's going to be out. You know that they've held guys accountable. And that's not even the biggest part. Manaea is going to build himself back up. He's getting there. Unfortunately, the guy was hurt half the year. Senga, same thing. He's banged up, but he's not a... You know, he's not a guy that's getting a great length anyway, but he'll be better than what he's been. They're going to have to go into the minor leagues and call up one of these guys. Okay, but, and then we'll find out about Sproat or McClain. But they were built to hit, and there are inconsistencies in the offense. Does that mean that you'd rather have somebody different than Lindor, Soto, and Alonso? I wouldn't. I mean, if you're not going to trust and believe in Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, I don't know what to tell you. It's not John Mayberry Jr. and Eric Campbell. Come on. There's at least legit reason to say, you know what? This sucks. It's frustrating. I get it. They're testing all of our patients. And I'm not trying to be Mr. Positive. You should know that by now. I'm not Lugie, who I think is over the top with the positive. Hey, that's him. PT can do whatever he wants. SAL is going to do what he wants. And my feel right now is, while it's frustrating, while it's annoying, while we all acknowledge that they have to play better, I don't look at the Mets as a bad baseball team. Are they the best baseball team? No. But they could be come October. I mean, that's the way that the sport is. And the reason why I believe that they could be come October is because of Soto. Now, if he doesn't hit, whether it's the next 40-something games, whether it's in the postseason, guess what? They're going to lose. And then at that point, what are you going to say? You're going to say the guys didn't get their job done. Didn't get the job done. You're not going to say you want somebody different than Soto. I mean, could you say change the chemistry up a little bit, change the pieces? I don't believe in the core that has been here with McNeil, Alonzo, Lindor, Nimmo. I've said that on record many different times. However, with that group, they got to the NLCS a year ago. And now they've added Juan Soto. So McNeil's not really part of the core. I don't trust Brandon Nimmo. I wish I did. I don't. But the other three, Lindor, Alonzo, Soto, at some point, they are going to get going. They've done it already this year. Like, let's not make it like it's been a whole year of struggles. And you can come up with any dates and any records, any numbers since whichever date. I mean, since July, everybody's making like, June 13th, whatever. Yeah, it obviously hasn't been as good as it was prior to June 13th. But from July on, they're a 500 team. Is that the worst thing in the world? Teams go through bad spurts. You win 7 in a row, you lose 8 and 9. It happens. I hate the inconsistencies. I hate the roller coaster nature of it. It doesn't mean that they're a bad ball club and everybody needs to be fired and guys are getting booed. Like, I understand the frustrations from the fans. You're out there yesterday. You're paying good money to go to that game and you get nothing. They're getting no hit. They're getting embarrassed. So I could get that to a certain extent. But, you know, the Mets haven't. The 2.5 games out of first place. So as bad as they've been, as inconsistent as they've been, the big bad Phillies, who everybody loves, Bryce Harper, the Phillies pitching, look at the moves that they made. Everybody loves the Phillies. They're only 2.5 games better than the Mets, and I'm supposed to go nuts? I mean, the Brewers have been playing over their heads. They have 70 wins, best team in baseball, sure. Look at the big bad Dodgers. What's the Dodgers record? Are they that much better than the Mets? Like, how come it only pertains to the Yankees when we say, well, look at everybody else? The Yankees will be fine because everybody else in the American League isn't any good. The Dodgers have 66 wins. The Mets have 63. Ooh, whoa. Man, Mets better fold up shop. Not good enough. I will yell and scream and complain and hold teams and players accountable whenever it calls for it. And obviously, the Mets offense not doing the job. But look at the roster. Look at the bullpen, the way that that's set up. Even look at the rotation, which is healthy for the first time all year. And by the way, getting healthier, meaning building up Manaea and Senga coming back. They've still only been back for a few starts here. It might take some time, unfortunately. Now they're running out of time. And if they don't get built up and they can't give quality starts, guess what? Mets aren't going to win. And then you could say, well, here's what you think that they need. But from where they were to where they are today, I have a hard time going all the way back to being overwhelmingly negative with this group that at the very least you have to believe in to a certain extent. Maybe some believe more than I do. Maybe some believe less than I do. You got to believe to a certain extent that the guys that they have, specifically Lindor, Soto, Alonso, will get it going together at some point. If they don't, they're going home early. End of story. And what are you going to complain about? Lindor's not going anywhere. Soto's not going anywhere. And you all want Alonso here. So what exactly is, like, where's the complaint box? Why is it filling up right now? Where's the negativity coming from? It's a rough patch, a bad streak. Have they been great for the last 2 months? No, haven't been great. But they're just as good as everybody else. Take their best months and put it up against the other team's best months. It was as good as anybody else. April, May, right up until June 13th, Mets were one of, if not the best team in all of Major League Baseball. So we know the potential is there. And that was before they were even fully healthy. And really before Soto got going. They have the pieces. That's, to me, the most important part. For years, yelling and screaming and banging the desk, God, you got to get this, you got to get that. They've done that. Now it is on the manager and the coaches to unlock the best of the players. But they have everything that they need to go out there and compete at the highest level. Do I think they're going to win the World Series? No. Do I believe Juan Soto's going to go nuts in the postseason? I do. I think the pitching will get straightened out, at the very least to a certain extent. 5-6 quality innings from the majority of starters that they have. Manaea, Senga, Peterson. Pitching hasn't been the biggest problem. Montas has been awful. Holmes, like those guys will be fine. And the fifth guy in the rotation isn't going to be in the rotation come October, assuming that they get there, and I assume that they will. So eliminate the fifth starter. If you assume that they get to the postseason, if they don't, it's a disaster. Then everybody could go nuts. But they have a three-game lead on the last wild card spot, and they're still only 2.5 back in the division. So but like, I'm not even thinking no postseason. I'm not even thinking that with the Yankees, and they were on the verge of being out of a spot yesterday. So I'm certainly thinking the Mets are going to be a postseason team. So if one of your biggest fears is Frankie Montas, or do one of the younger guys have it, they're not going to be in the equation come postseason, assuming that Manaea, Senga, Peterson, and Holmes stay healthy. And if not, still, okay, you replace one of those guys with one of the younger guys, or Tylor, McGill, or whatever. Like, I'm not worried about that. The bullpen is absolutely loaded. I'm worried that the bullpen's going to be overtaxed by the time they get to October. If the starters can't figure it out, different story. But their bullpen's loaded. Raley, Soto, Helsley, Rogers, Diaz. That's loaded. Okay, so then what's the issue? Look at the lineup. Vientos has been terrible this year. Whose fault is that? Everybody loved Vientos a year ago. You guys were calling getting on me. How are you so negative on Vientos? You hated Vientos. You didn't want him. Now, all of a sudden, it's everybody. The Mets stink. Well, look at Vientos. What has he done? Alvarez been better, but he's still not good enough to what he was supposed to do. I don't want Beatty on the team. I'd rather have Acuna. Mauricio's good. He's got some potential, but he's still a young player. All right, there are some issues there. But really, the main issue is Nimmo's inconsistencies, Lindor's inconsistencies, and Juan Soto has been nowhere near what he was supposed to be. So it's not that the Mets stink. It's not that they need to fire this guy, fire that guy. It's that we're waiting for those guys to reach their full potential. If they do, the Mets have a shot. If they don't, it's a wrap. Go get them next year. That's it. But I don't think it's cause to be overwhelmingly negative, which is the feel that I get. Frustrated? Absolutely. You think this team stinks? You think the Mets are a bad team? You weren't saying that 2 weeks ago when they're in the midst of a seven-game winning streak. The ups and downs, I don't like it. I like consistency. I don't like the roller coaster ride. Any of them. Reality, sports-wise, I don't like the roller coaster ride. But come on. The Mets still have a good team. They just got to start playing better. It's as simple as that. And what better time than now? By the way, they still have seven head-to-head with the Phillies. You want to go nuts after they lose to the Phillies? Understood. Because that will put the fork in them. If they lose the majority of those seven games to the Phillies, they're not going to win the division. And then they're going to be up against it. I'm not seeing, and look, maybe I'm wrong here. I'm not seeing the bad signs that everybody's overreacting to, losing hope of what this ball club could be. And not even hope. I don't even know if I like that word, but I just believe that they have good enough players that will get it turned around and it will look much better. Maybe starting this weekend in Milwaukee when the expectation is they're going to get destroyed by Milwaukee. And they've beaten good teams before. They have been a good team. Even with their rough stretches, they still are one of the better teams. To what extent? We're going to find out. But Cohen, Stearns, they've pretty much done as much as they could do. It's on the players and a manager to figure out here over the next 40-something games and go win the division. BT and Sal on the fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, yesterday we had the manager of the Mets on. Today we have a very special guest coming up at 11 o'clock. The manager and leader and Hall of Famer when it comes to New York sports, Mike Francesa will be joining the show coming up at 11 o'clock. Can't wait to actually talk to Mike and get to, obviously he was, you know, Mr. Millions this week with all the views that he got with that commercial with the Giants and Giants. Well, I have a feeling Mike is going to be a little bit better than Dan and Warwick was earlier in the week. So we'll talk to Mike coming up at 11 o'clock, get his thoughts on all things with the Mets and Yankees, and obviously have some fun with that Giants and Giants meeting. Larry is in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, how you doing, buddy?
How are you, Larry?
Good. Listen, Sal, I wish I could share your optimism about the Mets, but I just can't. I've been following this team for 60 years, and it's the same old movie year after year after year, ending in frustration. It doesn't matter who they get. They just do not hit in the clutch. If I was, if it was me running this team, after this season is over, I would tear it down from the top. The first guy I would get rid of, or try to, and they probably could move him, is Nimmo, because he still has 3 years left, I think about $20 million a year.
You know, I said that months ago, Larry, I would trade Nimmo, and I do think that there's some value there. I can't continue to hope that Nimmo's going to figure it out. I know when he's rolling, it makes everything look different. He's just way too inconsistent, but I don't know what the value is going to be in return.
Absolutely, Sal. I mean, they should be able to get something for this guy. It's been, what, 8 years with Nimmo? He still hasn't figured it out.
Yeah.
And, again, you could probably make a play for a guy like Tucker in the offseason. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you is going to be a shock. If Alonzo wants to opt out at the end of this year and they still keep playing this inconsistency, I'd say, Pete, go by, see what you can get.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. It's another thing I've been saying for a long time, Larry, and thank you for the call.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Here's the issue. Right now, no changes are going to be made. So they're going to, and this is year two of David Stearns, they're going to evaluate what happens the rest of the way with this group. You know, I was disappointed they didn't trade Jeff McNeil, whether it's before the year, whether it's during the year. And I know some fans look at him and say, well, he's versatile, he's useful. Yeah, he could be, but I was looking for a little more shake it up trade at the deadline. I said that. That's why I gave both the Mets and Yankees an A. I wanted an A+. You want to win a World Series, you got to get to A+. Not A. Yeah, okay, well, you needed, like, they did the bare minimum. Mets needed the bullpen. They got one. They needed the center fielder. They got one. Like, not the one, but they got one. I was looking for a little more shake it up. Either move Vientos, trade McNeil. You know, Nimmo at that point wasn't a thought, but I said I would do that early in the year. I do think if the Mets fall short and lose the division, or get into the obviously if they miss the postseason, they're going to have to change some stuff with the roster. But let's say they get in and have a quick ouster, one round and a wild card round, and they're out. If I'm David Stearns, and I would assume that David Stearns is going to do this, I'm looking to make changes now as opposed to later. Meaning Nimmo. Meaning, okay, maybe it's easier to let Alonzo walk, even though he has the record, even though Mets fans love him. If this group doesn't get it done, they have to assess everything, why it didn't get done. Why is the chemistry maybe not what it was a year ago? Why the inconsistencies? But that's not a talking point now. Like, now we're in the midst of it. Now we're in the midst of the run. The division's right there. They got 7 games with the Phillies. They beat the Phillies this year. Let's see what they could do. If they get beat, different story. Then you could say, okay, well, you know what? Definitively, we know this group doesn't have it. I would never run it back with the same exact group. Obviously, Lindor and Soto are going to be here. Everybody else, who knows? What other moves can they make? Whether it's spending money, whether it's making a big trade. But that's not a conversation for August, whatever the hell it is. 6th, 7th? What day is it today? Yeah, 7th? That's a conversation for October 7th. Like, there's so many times as a sports fan, this is me talking to you here. There are so many times as a sports fan with great reason to be ticked off and negative about the teams that we root for. To me, with the Mets, while this is obviously a rough patch and obviously frustrating, losing 8 of 9, coming down the home stretch here, you know, early August, with just under 2 months to go in the season, obviously it's frustrating. I don't believe this is the time to be overwhelmingly negative. Rob is on Long Island. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, you're 100% right. It's going to come down to managers, pitching coaches, hitting coaches, getting their players to perform. I think it's going to be a real exciting going into the rest of the season here. You got to remember, the roster is at 28 players right now, but going September 1st, it'll bump up to 40 as active roster players. So who they put in and play, it's almost like they're showcasing who's going to play well now for the rest of the season. But the players will play as they play. It's a very watered-down season this year. 70 wins. What do you think is going to be the top number for a division win this year?
Yeah, that's a good question. 94,
95, 96?
It's a good question. I think the Phillies could get to 90. I mean, they got 65 right now. Let's see, they're 65 and 49 to do the quick math. If they played 114 games, right? I mean, that's what we're at right now. 114, 162 minus 114. So 48 games to go. Of those 48, 65. Yeah, I mean, I think the Phillies could get there. I mean, the Phillies could get easily. So I think to win the division, you're going to have to win 90-plus games. And maybe the Mets can't get there. And maybe that's why the Phillies will win the division. But at the very least, they better make the playoffs. Let me ask it this way, Rob. Forget about the division for a second. Do you trust David Stearns? You talk about the roster when it gets expanded. Do you trust David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza to trim the fat and clean this thing up and get it tight, the roster and who they use and how they use them down the stretch?
And that's a great question. $64,000 question. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, what's your answer? What's your answer now? If I had to get an answer from you now, do you trust Mendy and Stearns?
I see both Mets and Yanks making the playoffs this year. They can't play any worse than they are already right now.
I get it. Me too. And thanks for the call. Hoff, Rob wouldn't answer the question. I'm going to ask you the question. Do you trust David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza to clean this thing up, tighten up the roster, put guys in the right spot, use the right people the rest of the way down the stretch?
I want to say yes. I do trust Carlos Mendoza to do that. David Stearns, I'm starting to think twice about because I feel like he's trying to be too smart. I think he's kind of missing some spots.
You see, to me, this is a simple answer. And the answer is yes, I do. I trust that if Frankie Montas does not pitch well Saturday in whatever role that he has, David Stearns is going to say, okay, adios. Now, whether that means to the bullpen, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, roster-wise, can they send him down? They're just going to cut him. I fully believe that David Stearns knows enough to know that he can't keep forcing Frankie Montas out there. And Saturday will be the final test for Montas. If he pitches well or is decent, then he's going to get another shot. If he doesn't, I trust that Stearns is going to do the right thing. So that's why I say Stearns and Mendoza, that combination, they've done it. They've done it before. They've held their players and roster accountable. They want to win the division. You heard Mendy with me yesterday. This is not about just making the playoffs and see what happens. They are going for the division. They're not going to sit on their hands here with 48 games or 47 games to go. So I do trust Stearns and Mendy to clean that up. The next question would be, do you trust the players? Some I do, some I don't. But it should be enough to, at the very least, get to the postseason and have the potential to do some damage. As I'm trying to be positive today and not rip the Mets, with legit reason, like, they could fail. Sure, they could miss the postseason. I don't have that impending doom feeling with this group. I believe in Lindor. I believe in Soto. I believe in Stearns and Mendy. I believe in Senga to a certain extent. Manaea, more so than even Senga. I believe in Peterson. I certainly believe in the bullpen. Alonso, I'm like torn with. If you asked me before last October, I'd say no, and I did say no. And if you asked me post-October and obviously what he's done this year, yes, even with the inconsistencies, but still. But here's where I have to take some issue with the Mets. I just saw them, I guess this was 15 minutes ago here, on their social media account. They posted, Beatles night, Friday, August 15th. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of their iconic show at Shea Stadium with a pregame concert. For 1964, obviously a tribute for that. A pregame concert by 1964, the tribute, a special postgame fireworks show as well. And then they have a, you know, the, what do you call it? Like the billboard or whatever, the promotional poster here. The Beatles night, and it has Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, you know, kind of in their own version walking across Abbey Road in front of Citi Field. Like, that's my issue. And I had an issue with it when Cohen said it initially, labeling them the core four or whatever it was, that I didn't even think it was Beatle thing. I thought it was more the Yankee thing. Like, that's my issue. The Mets have, to me, a big 2.5. Sometimes 3. Definitely not a core 4. I mean, sometimes 4. Sometimes 3.5. Lindor, Soto are the clear stars of this team. And how did those two vibe and click and chemistry-wise? I'm not so sure. Maybe that's part of the issue this year, where we saw chemistry was something that carried the Mets a year ago. Why would a team, or at least a group of those talented offensive individuals, why would they not be able to get it going? Soto after the game yesterday. Hey, what's going on, Juan? I don't know. We talked to Mendy before the game yesterday, before they almost got no hit. Not really no answers. Like, we're working hard on it. Guys are hitting the ball hard. It'll get turned around, but there are no answers. The answers for years was, we'll get better players. Right now, you'd be hard-pressed to get a better player than Lindor and Soto. Forget about their numbers overall or their inconsistencies. Look around the league.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
That's why I can't go nuts. I don't know what the future holds for Alonso. Obviously, Nimmo's under contract, but these, you know, Nimmo's here for a while, at least based on the contract. Lindor and Soto certainly aren't going anywhere. They got to figure it out. Brian is in Westfield. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, Sal? First-time caller.
What's up, Brian?
Good. I was at the Mets game yesterday, and, you know, I've been a Mets fan since probably 1972, and I can deal with a lot of things. What I can't deal with is a lack of effort. And who I mean is Soto. You know, I watch players busting their ass to go down the first base line, and I'm watching him ground out and jogging down the first base line. And look, teams are going to hit. They're not going to hit. But I just can't deal with the lack of effort. He looks like he's overweight. He looks like he's lazy. He looks like he doesn't want to be there. And, you know, not what I was expecting at all. I don't know if he's injured or not, but he just looked old and slow, and I know he's a young man. So I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, I think that's what you're seeing. I'm not seeing that, and we're watching the same games. And thank you for the call, Brian, and you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not seeing that at all. I think it's easy to make Juan Soto the whipping boy because of the contract, because of sometimes visually with him where, you know, maybe you don't feel a max out player or, you know, all out effort. I think Soto gives plenty of effort. He's not the greatest defensive player. I think he's got a high baseball IQ. I've seen effort from him. I see that he's engaged in the game. He's been excellent as far as stolen bases go this year, a career high for him. The idea that he's out of shape to me is ridiculous. That's something that's made up on the internet. I'm just not seeing that. You're entitled to your opinion, and obviously there were times where Soto wasn't hustling all out this year. But there are certain things that you need from certain players. Look at every other player. Francisco Lindor running as hard as he possibly can every time down the first baseline on a ground ball. He's not. And I'm not knocking him for it. I'm just saying, like, that's normal. You don't need guys to go 110% down the line when there's a ground out. You want them to run, sure. But not like that. Nimmo may be the best hustle player on the Mets who's running the first base even on a walk. You know, Alonzo plays hard. Like, I think the Mets play hard. I don't think it's a lack of effort thing. I could see how sometimes the body language with Soto would tell you that maybe you feel like it's not max effort or that he doesn't care. He does. And if you watch and pay close attention to it, you could see that. It's a different way than, say, your hustle player like Nimmo or, I don't know, whatever, pick a hustle player. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Sal. Great show as usual. I agree with you. I'm not giving up on the hitting. I think the spark is coming from one of those kids in AAA. They're all well decorated the last couple of months. They all take turns being pitcher of the month and pitcher of the week. Maybe Tong's better than all three of them, but he's in AA. I think you're going to see, like you said, Montas comes up with another clunker. He's in the bullpen, and one of those kids are coming up. By the time September rolls around, you're going to see two of them up there.
I don't know if you can see both. I would think you're going to see McClain before anybody else. And by the way, you should never be in a spot, Ray, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. You should never be in a spot where you're going to rely too heavily on young, I don't care if it's position players or arms from the minor leagues. I do not think this is a case where the Mets are going to bring up Sproat and McClain and Tong. Like, I believe it's going to be one of those guys, and probably McClain, you would think, would be the guy. Maybe it's two in dire need, like if the rotation gets banged up, if Manaea can't pitch, maybe they have to go to both guys. But I think if everything stays the way that it is, you'll see one of those arms in a rotation spot and then see what they could do. Maybe provide a little bit of a jolt, but also, how deep in the games do you think these guys are going to go? McClain going to come in and start going 7-8 innings? It's not going to happen. They're not going to be the savior. What they could be is a nice complement to help get the team to another level and upgrade that rotation. Bullpen's upgraded. You're locked and loaded with that. Rotation's got some issues right now. Not major issues, but they have some issues. Clay Holmes is a 5-inning pitcher. On top of Holmes being a 5-inning pitcher, you have Senga and Manaea working their way back into the rotation and aren't giving any length. That's now 4 out of 5, if you throw Montas into the equation, and he's obviously not very good. 4 out of your 5 starters that aren't giving you, at the very least, aren't giving you length. But the bigger issue is the offense. McLean, Sproat, those guys aren't going to fix that. Mets got to fix that. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, those guys got to fix that. Jay is calling from Chester, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? How do you love New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I could do without the earthquakes and the skunks and the bears and the snakes, but I do like the commute better.
Miss you on the overnights. Anyways.
Thank you.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm saying this from the heart as a Mets fan. Can we stop doing the blame game on Soto? Let's concentrate on the facts. The fielding and hitting and runners in scoring position, that is what's killing the team. You know, and I'm tired of the thing where I love Mendy. I love the guy, but, oh, well, he hit the ball 110 miles an hour. But they caught the ball. Who cares about how hard they're hitting the ball? Let's get it together, guys. Hit as a team. Run us in scoring position. You know, and I think things will turn around. And I got to tell you, the fielding. What happened to the fielding? What happened to Lindor with the fielding?
It hasn't been as clean. Lindor all year, Jay, and thank you for the call. Now, okay, I agree with most of what you're saying. The one thing I don't agree with, when we asked Mendy yesterday, I'm like, what are you supposed to do? And he's like, well, what am I supposed to tell Lindor? He hits the ball, he hits a rocket with guys on base, but a guy makes a great play, or it's hit right to the guy's glove. What am I supposed to tell him? To hit a blooper somewhere, break your bat, and drop one in somewhere? So I understand what Mendy was saying by that, and I'm with you, Jay, that I normally don't care how hard somebody's hitting the ball. I want to hit. I'd rather the blooper, but you can't tell a player, hey, awful job, you scored that one up and hit it hard. Like, there's really not much you could do at that spot. Sometimes baseball's just bad luck. You hit it in a couple of atom balls. But I don't think that's the reason for the Mets' struggles. Now, if you want to get on Soto, because people make him the whipping boy, because he's making $765 million, and maybe there's something about that that fans don't like, the one thing for me that is obvious that you could get on Soto for is his lack of production with runners in scoring position. It's been a team issue. There's been no bigger culprit than Juan Soto, who has come up empty the majority of times with runners in scoring position all year long. Like, if there's one consistent thing about the Mets offense, because there's peaks and valleys with everybody. Top of the order, bottom of the order, Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, peaks and valleys with all those guys. The one constant, even in his hot stretch in June, Juan Soto has been god-awful with runners in scoring position. Now, do you believe that that's going to be the rest of the way? Meaning in the postseason? If you do, then the Mets are toast. If you don't, and you believe that a switch will be flipped, if you will, come playoff time, that's where you, and I do, with Soto. That could take them to another stratosphere. So it's making sure you get there, and then making sure that he goes nuts in the postseason. If he doesn't, it's a wrap. I wasn't so sure Bednar was going to hang on there. And obviously, Boone going to the whip with Bednar. Hey, it just shows you. If the Yankees were to, because, Devin Williams, how are you using Devin Williams? And I get it. I didn't want Devin Williams to close it out, but no matter what, on, what is today, Thursday? So on Monday night, no matter what, when Fried gives you 5 innings, you're going to have to use Williams at some point. Whether it's the 9th, whether it's the 7th, whether it's the 6th, 8th, doesn't matter. He's going to have to give you an inning. He did, he blew the game. Fast forward to the next day. You only get 5 innings yet again from Will Warren. You're going to need to go to the bullpen. Did you need to go right back to Williams? Okay, let's say he didn't. Let's say Boone didn't go right back to Williams and went to Bednar in that spot. Then what do you do yesterday? Bednar wouldn't have been available, and he certainly wouldn't have been available for, 42 pitches or whatever it was. So anybody who gets on Boone for this stuff is just not paying attention. You could have all the bullpen arms in the world. If the guys don't get the job done, it doesn't matter when you use them. If your starters are only going 5 innings, and that's been a big theme with the Mets, but if Fried, Rodon, Warren, if they're only giving you 5 innings, do the math. That's 4 innings times 3, that's 12. 12 innings you're going to need over the course of a 3-game series. How many guys in the bullpen do you trust over those 12 innings? Most of those relievers are only going to be able to go 1 inning, maybe for 2 out of those 3 games. Do the math. You trust 3 relievers? I mean, think about it. Think about how many innings you have to get with guys who you don't necessarily trust. But thank goodness Bednar closed that one, and that would have been, that might have been the death blow. I mean, I don't know if Hal or hierarchy would have made a rash decision if they lost that game, but you could certainly see it. If the Yankees lost that game in that fashion yesterday, you could certainly see Boone not being allowed on the plane back. I wouldn't think it was right, but I, like at that point, it's just like, hey, it's over. But at least now Yankees get a much-needed win, a little more breathing room in the American League postseason playoff picture there. And now you come home, enjoy the off day today, exhale, deep breath, try to clean things up, get that bullpen refreshed, figure out how you want to lock and load that thing moving forward, meaning where you want to use guys and what innings, what's their plan, specifically as it pertains to Williams, how are you going to maximize him, because you're probably going to need him to have success the rest of the way. Get Judge healthy, figure Stanton out in the outfield. And by the way, Stanton in the outfield, like, I don't know how anybody thinks that that's going to work. Even if it's for a game or two, it's not. Guy can't run to first base. Literally, we didn't do this yesterday, but I should have. Literally cannot run to first base. It's not lack of hustle, it's he cannot run. He jogs. In a big spot where if you beat out a double play, hey, you need to extend the inning there. Or get on base. But he jogs. He's half speed Stanton. And you're going to put him in the outfield now? I mean, there are obviously some issues there, but take the off day, deep breath, figure out the plan here for the rest of the game, for the rest of the way, and then go out there with Old Timers Day coming up Saturday, the Astros, you hate the Astros, go send a message now. Take 2 out of 3 at least and start to get back on track here. That's got to be what happens for the Yankees. Because even with the win, if they lose this series this weekend, more problems for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Mets have their own problems. Eddie's on Long Island to discuss them. What's up, Eddie?
How you doing, Sal?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
Sal, good. The problem with the Mets is all offensive. They go up to the plate and they take strikes. They take way too many strikes. If you get behind in the count as a hitter, your back is against the wall. You got to go up to the plate and take control of the at-bat. You got to be ready from the first pitch. You got to see the situation. Bases loaded. You give me a strike down the middle, I'm driving the ball. If I take that pitch and now I foul off the next pitch, I'm 0-2. That's when you don't get the job done. And they keep doing this time and time again. They have to take control of the at-bat. And they got to get the chemistry going. They have zero chemistry and they're clueless at the plate.
Well, I think the chemistry is a big issue, Eddie. Good call there. We appreciate the passion. I do think chemistry is a big issue, and that's not something you can force. That's got to be organic. Maybe it has something to do with Soto year one. Maybe he wasn't 100% comfortable, but maybe others weren't 100%. I don't know. I'm not there all the time, certainly not there in that clubhouse. And all I know is that it may not be bad chemistry. It's not as good as it was a year ago. Chemistry last year for the Mets carried them even though they had lesser talent. This year, with a more talented roster, the chemistry is not where it was, and you're seeing a team that's not really, that hasn't been able to click. Now, your point about the offense in particular here, they're not being aggressive. They're being indecisive. That is what Mendy said after the game yesterday, after nearly getting no hit and embarrassed, further embarrassed. They're thinking too much. You can't think. As an athlete, you got to get out there and do. Stop thinking. And if you're thinking about things, then you start getting twisted in your own mind. And I do think that's part of the problem. If Mendy says it, we could see it. Our guys are being indecisive. That can't happen. So now it's on Mendy and the coaching staff to somehow have his players figure it out. What is it? Paralysis by analysis? That could be happening quite a bit in the new age. What? Look at this video. Look at that video. Look at this arm angle. This is what this guy is throwing. Just get up there, grab the freaking bat, and go swing and hit, will you? You're a big leaguer. Act like it. You're Juan freaking Soto. That's what I like. If I'm the hitting coach for a day, Mendy's like, Sal, you know what? I love you, man. Come in. You could be the guest hitting coach for a day. I go up to Soto. And this is what I do. Man, Juan, dude. You know, give him a little chest pat. Be like, Juan, remember who you are. You know who you are. You are Juan freaking Soto. I need to remind you that. Did you forget who you are? I don't care what the pitcher's doing out there. Lefty, righty, what he's throwing, you know what to do. You're Juan Soto, the $765 million man. Go out there and start acting like it. That's what I would have told him. Same thing for the other guys, although it's a lot more difficult when they're not Juan Soto. I'd be like, Pete, you're the, what'd you get this year, $30 million? You're the $30 million man. You hit, you know, record home runs as a rookie, 53, 52 home runs as a rookie. Remember that. Devin Williams last year, oh, yeah, you knew it was coming, but that's okay. You still hit it. Come on, look at that power. You're the polar bear. Go get him. Come on, Big Pete. And it gets harder as you go down the line. Nimmo, dude, yes, you run to first base when you walk. Ooh, we love that. Remember who you are. Be patient at the plate. Pick your pitch out. Cross your fingers that you're actually going to hit it hard somewhere. Just kidding. I love Nimmo. But obviously, you get the point. Let these guys go do what they got to do. They're big leaguers for a reason. Chris is in Ronkonkoma. Come on, what's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? One thing that bothers me about Mendy, you don't manage scared. Manage mad. You understand, Sal?
Yes.
The other day, I'm going to tell you, no one even says, how do you walk Ramirez there in the 10th inning?
Because he's the only guy that can beat you.
No, it isn't, Sal. That's the run that could beat you.
I'm not pitching a Ramirez there.
I'm scared there.
No, I don't think that's scared. I think that was smart. I understand what you're saying, Chris, but I think, no, look, we could disagree.
I'm not trying not to be the winning run, Sal.
I get it, but just
and
because.
Let these guys pitch deep into the game.
Just because of
let
the result
these guys
there.
Pitch
well,
deep
what if Ramirez.
In the game.
Well, but Chris, see, you're just. You have to think about it logically for a second. Number one, Ramirez is clearly their best player. I would have chose the same way Mendy did. I'm not letting that guy beat me because I can live with, hey, if something happens and he ends up scoring, okay, so be it. If he hits a two-run home there or rips one in the gap, I can't live with that. So, go ahead.
They're playing scared.
No, they're not playing scared. They're not playing
yes,
scared.
You are.
No, Chris, here's the thing. Clay Holmes.
You're getting the next inning with the man on second, Sal.
Some people just... Chris.
No one said that.
Chris, it's not... You'd rather pitch to Ramirez? He's their best player.
Yes.
Okay, and what if Aaron Judge is up in that spot? Are you pitching Aaron Judge or are you working him?
Well,
Chris, we can't talk over each other. You pitching Aaron Judge in that spot? We appreciate the call and thank you for the passion. Let me get back to doing what I'm doing here. Would you pitch to Aaron Judge in that spot? No. You'd be nuts to do that. Yeah, but he's the winning run, Sal. It doesn't matter. He's Aaron Judge. You put him on. Go get the next guy. Let him beat you. Mets beat themselves with bad defense. And really, the offense not being able to do enough. Ramirez is the one guy that scares you in that lineup. I'm not pitching to him there. And as far as making the pitchers go deeper, yeah, it sounds great. Would you rather somebody pitch 6 or 7 innings but get hit hard or give you 5 great innings? Clay Holmes is a 5-inning pitcher. You're not having him go through the lineup the third time through. Now, the better argument is, well, then why did Stearns go get him and bring him in if he could only give you 5 innings? That, to me, is the better argument than Mendy trying to push a guy who he knows is not going to be effective the next inning. That's the thought process. It's not being scared. It's saying, I'm being smart here. If I run the risk of putting him back out there again, which, by the way, he's done. He's tried to push his starters, all of them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. With Holmes, you have to know, get me 5 innings, solid 5 innings, and you're out. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to your calls next hour, but coming up when we come back, the man who built this station, the man who this studio is named after, there would be no Fan without the Fran. Mike Francesa when we come back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more.
The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.